I remember as a small boy sitting at Christmas dinner with my father, a man blessed with a more than usually inquiring mind. For reasons now obscure, my elder sister and I were discussing the implications of the world being round. Thoughtfully, he helped himself to a spoonful of sage and onion, then he asked us if we could prove we lived on a sphere. To say that we'd been told at school was not accepted. My dad was not a navigator, but rigorous education had led him to a conclusion shared by everyone who really needs to know the truth. Whether this might be how far off the rocks we are, or whether we can believe the newspaper, the common denominator is never to trust a single source of data without corroboration. This placed his offspring on the intellectual spot. Nobody had then been in space to photograph planet Earth as a shining disk. Curved horizons were accounted for by perspective. He even contrived to discredit Phileas Fogg and other alleged circumnavigators. As the plates were cleared, however, he relented and showed how our point could be established by referring to a man named Eratosthenes. Eratosthenes was a Greek philosopher, a chum of Archimedes. I don't suppose these two were a barrel of laughs on a night out back in 240 BC, but their mathematics shook the world. He'd noted that the midsummer sun at noon shone straight down a well a few hundred miles up the Nile from Alexandria, where he ran the library. Subsequently, he saw that on the same day of the year it cast a measurable shadow outside his back door. From this he calculated the globe's circumference, based on the angular difference in the sun's height and the distance to the well. His principle was bang on, and his numerical result wasn't far out. I didn't give these issues any further thought until 2 days ago, when I was turning the leaves of a late 15th century chart atlas drawn from empirical surveys originally collected by Ptolemy, another Greek, in around 150 AD. His files had fallen into obscurity with the Roman Empire's collapse, and they didn't re-emerge until shortly before Columbus and Cabot put to sea, bound across the Western Ocean. The charts had rudimentary latitude and longitude. They also featured a form of conic projection, demonstrating beyond doubt that their author understood the spherical nature of the world he was depicting. The rediscovery of Ptolemy's work burst on Europe like a thunderclap. Even a little short of arc standards, here at last was proper cartography a sailor could use. Seafarers had, of course, employed linear distance as a measurable and repeatable factor for centuries. Without it, there could be no dead reckoning, and without that, they were more or less lost. Things were looser on land. Here, the concept of the world shared by many is best understood by considering the Mappa Mundi, crafted in around 1290 AD. On my way to the Ptolemy Atlas in Hereford Cathedral Library, I was shown this remarkable artifact, drawn on a single sheet of vellum. The earth it portrays can only be described as chaotic. At first glance, it bears no resemblance to the real Europe, Africa, and Asia it depicts. But closer examination indicates that if a Brit had it in mind to journey to Jerusalem, a rum line would correctly lead him across Greece. If he chose to keep his feet dry, he could leave Constantinople to starboard and go overland. Shortly after passing the Ottoman capital, he would, however, travel past Noah's Ark, clearly marked, along with a plethora of equally fanciful items. The Mappa Mundi is really an encyclopedia on a flat surface designed to educate as much as to provide a passage planning tool. This is an eye-opener on the mindset of the folk of that era. Only with the re-emerging Ptolemy maps and the hard-edged voyages of discovery that followed would man finally wake from the dreaming half-light of the Dark Ages into the sunshine of knowledge proven by experience. The relevance of all this to us is surprisingly acute, living as we do in the immediate aftermath of a navigational upheaval. As I stood, fascinated by that stunning but ancient Mappa Mundi, it occurred to me that the revolution represented by the modern charts of Ptolemy to men like Cabot and Columbus leaves the recent eclipse of celestial navigation by GPS bobbing feebly in the broad wake of their caravels.